The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum has been officially reopened to the public, complete with the new $118 million wing designed by Italian architect Renzo Piano.
The building is even better than I thought it would be.
That's Museum Director Ann Hawley, who is celebrating this largest addition to the museum in its long history.
Yes, that's true, and it had to happen because the museum was just being overused. There were just too many functions in it that had built up over the last 100 years that Gardner had never anticipated. She had 2,000 people a year visiting, and we've had up to 200,000.
Hawley says the new addition opens up the main historic structure.
There simply weren't places for all the things to be done that needed being done. For example, we had conservation labs and classrooms and coat checks and restaurants and shops that had been tucked into the building over time, and it was just too hard. There was too much wear and tear. So all these functions had to be taken out and put somewhere, and they're in this new building.
You know, I have been a fan of the museum for many, many years since I was in college in Boston, and the palace itself was more than enough of an attraction even before you get to the stunning art.
That's true.
So what was the challenge for you and Mr. Piano in designing a structure that was contemporary but also complemented what was there?
Well, that is the question, Anthony. And the challenge was not to do anything wrong and not to compete with Gardner's amazing creation, which is, I like to say, a total work of art in itself. As you say, the building and its architecture are part of the experience even before you've gotten to the collections of art. So our job was to do no harm, and our job was to preserve that great creation and to make the offloading of the functions that should no longer be in that building happen without intruding on it in any way.
I asked Hawley about those empty frames that are still exhibited there.
Will the frames that are empty from the theft still remain empty?
They will remain empty until we get the work back. And if anybody who knows anything about where our lost Vermeer, Rembrandt, Manet is, we really hope that they will contact us at the museum and let us know, because they belong back here, and particularly now, they belong back here.
Ann Hawley, the director of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Bank of America is sponsoring free admission to the Gardner through this Saturday. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.